Hello, today is Friday, November 2nd, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the October 2007 U.S. employment situation that contained a lot of upside surprises this month. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reports the unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.7% in October. That steady unemployment rate was the result of unemployment growing by only 38,000, a civilian labor force declining by 211,000 to around 153 million, although there were 250,000 fewer people working. Around 79 million were not in the labor force. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported overall job growth of 166,000, higher than most expectations. However, the story in the goods-producing sector is familiar. It was down 24,000 jobs in October and led, once again, by a drop in manufacturing jobs, as well as construction that lost 5,000 jobs in October, with the residential specialty trade contractor subsector leading the pack with a loss of 13,000 jobs last month. Interestingly, non-residential specialty trade contracted added 16,000 jobs, but it was not enough to offset the losses in some other subsectors. Manufacturing jobs, as I mentioned, continued to leave the factory floors with a loss of 21,000 in October across most subsectors. Natural resources and mining continued on a growth path with an additional 2,000 jobs last month. Once again, the service-providing sector saw strong growth with 190,000 new jobs in October. However, the retail trade sector continued its job loss trend for the third consecutive month with 21,500 fewer jobs in October. Maybe those self-checkout counters that seem to be popping up everywhere are a contributing culprit. The wholesale trade sector shipped in 10,000 new jobs last month, and although financial activities posted a weak gain of 2,000 jobs in October, the credit intermediation and related activities subsector saw a loss of 4,900 jobs. Professional and business services stayed on the horse with a 65,000 job gain in October, with gains across most subsectors, including employment services for a change. Education and health services added many workers with 43,000 new jobs. Education services marked 7,500 new workers present, while healthcare added 34,400 workers as home healthcare services brought in 6,700 new jobs in October. Hospitals checked in 9,400 more workers. Leisure and hospitality really left the welcome mat out last month and shook hands with 56,000 new jobs, 36,700 of them serving in food services and drinking establishments. Government jobs were up last month with a total of 36,000 jobs. Local governments added 43,000 jobs. State governments actually cut 7,000. And federal employees were even steven with a net gain, or a net loss, depending upon your point of view, of zero. For those of you in the staffing industry, we finally have some good news. Temporary help services employment reversed its almost year-long decline with a gain of 20,200 jobs in October to 2,579,500. That's seasonally adjusted. For October, temporary help employment was up 0.8% from the previous month, but down 1.6% from October 2006. Temporary help services' strong performance enabled it to grow market share of overall jobs in October. It was 1.86% of all jobs. At the beginning of the year, it was 1.92%. This was a pretty astonishing employment report, especially when taken in light of all the other bad economic news that has been coming out recently, such as consumer confidence falling more than expected, personal consumption expenditures growth slowing, oil hitting record highs, a continuing weak housing market, havoc with companies exposed to the credit crunch, as well as disappointing corporate earnings in other sectors as well. But not all the news was that bad. The Fed cut its benchmark Fed funds rate a quarter of a point, which can be interpreted as not so good news because the economy needs stimulation, but with the expectation that the problems in the financial markets won't bleed over to the rest of the economy. And the advanced GDP estimate for the third quarter of 2007 was up 3.9%, adding credence to the opinion that the overall economy is healthy. The question remains, is this a declining economy with some strong areas or a strong economy with a few weak spots? Only time will tell. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.